At only 25 years of age, Nico Muhly has certainly put together an impressive resume for himself already. He graduated from the Juilliard School for Composition in 2004 and has worked with Antony and the Johnsons, Philip Glass, and Bjork on both her Modula album and on the score for Matthew Barney's Drawing Restraint 9. Speaks Volumes is his debut album, and it's a solid and sometimes downright stunning 7-track release of chamber music for small ensembles with electronics. There's a wide variety of influences and sound at work on Speaks Volumes, and it opens with Clear Music, a piece that at least partially recalls the better, almost haunted fairy tale soundtrack work of Danny Elfman. Chimes, a harp, and Celeste build out from a cello part that alternately swoops and stabs, and the nearly 10-minute piece takes several direction turns during its running length, dipping between dark and light. It goes without saying mixes clarinets and cello, and it's here that the Philip Glass influence can be heard, as the dancing clarinet parts weave across each other playfully until a deeper rumbling of cello enters the mix. In the track, as in many others on the release, the electronic elements, which in this case are sampled percussive elements that play off the clarinet parts, are used in a way that at first isn't noticeably electronic, before building into more precise, skittery movements. In a couple places, the album drops away to solo piano pieces from Muhly, and while neither of them are boring, they're not nearly as engaging as his full ensemble tracks. If anything, they provide little breathers from his more layered and dense other pieces. Pillaging Music is one of those, and a Steve Reich influence makes itself apparent, as several different layers of percussion play off one another, while cascades of filtered celeste and racing piano dance across the surface as well. The 12-minute album closer of Keep in Touch is at the same time one of the most uneasy and playful tracks on the entire release. A fairly steady but undulating viola part anchors the track, but other elements in the mix include program percussion, trombone, piano, and odd, wordless vocals from Antony that range from guttural to ethereal. At times jagged-edged, and at other times lush and full, the track is a truly bizarre, but largely rewarding way to close out the album. Oh, Speaks Volumes is a release that will certainly appeal to fans of minimal music or off-kilter modern classical. It's not only a solid debut for Muley, but another great album on the new Bedroom Community label.